The race for the open seat on the Washington Supreme Court has drawn two staunch defenders of individual rights. One is former Justice Richard Sanders, who hopes to return to the court after losing his seat 2 years ago. The other is appellate lawyer Cheryl Gordon McLeod. Both are passionate about constitutional issues and even praise one another's work, but they cite important differences in their positions and personalities. KUOW's Amy Radel has his profile.
Richard Sanders served on the Washington Supreme Court for 15 years before losing his seat in 2010. During Sanders' tenure, University of Washington law professor Hugh Spitzer wrote in the publication Crosscut that Sanders brought some intellectual heft to the court.
Sanders is somebody who really likes to think deeply and broadly about constitutional issues. He's very interested in history, and he does not approach everything in a knee-jerk or a traditional way.
But at this point in his career, Sanders' name is forever linked to a few controversial incidents. One is his outburst at a 2008 gathering of the Federalist Society in Washington, D.C., when he called then-Attorney General Michael Mukasey a tyrant, as you can hear faintly on this recording.
I'm quite familiar with these criticisms, having heard many of them myself during my tenure as Attorney General.
It's an episode that Sanders still defends, as he did at a recent forum of the King County Bar Association.
This man had given immunity, virtual immunity, to high governmental officials and others working on their behalf to commit crimes. He would refuse to investigate them, much less prosecute them. That's the end of the rule of law in the United States of America. And somebody has to stand up and say something. And that's what I did.
His opponent, Cheryl Gordon McLeod, responded that Sanders' outrage was a breach of judicial decorum.
It sounds more like a spur-of-the-moment inability to control oneself than a thought-out plan of how to use civil disobedience to accomplish an end that's worthy of social justice.
McLeod says she has spent her career working for social justice through the court system.
I have over 25 years of experience serving in front of the Washington Supreme Court and other similar high courts arguing appeals.
She's also taught at Seattle University and partnered with the ACLU on certain cases. McLeod says one of her proudest moments was a victory last May in which she got inmate Darold Stenson off Washington's death row.
We found out 15 years after the client had been on death row that the state had hidden evidence that was favorable to him. That's not just my words. That's actually the words of the judge who first sentenced him to death when we showed him this evidence.
McLeod also points to one of her earliest cases, a civil case in which she helped defend employment leave for pregnant women. McLeod and Sanders have remained collegial during the campaign. McLeod has pledged money to Sanders' campaigns in the past, and Sanders has referred to McLeod's top-quality legal work. But the two opponents have major differences. Sanders accuses McLeod of being more committed to defending civil rights than property rights. McLeod accuses Sanders of signing on to an opinion banning same-sex marriage that made unfair statements about gay parents. But McLeod mostly accuses Sanders of lacking the right judicial temperament. Sanders was criticized in 2010 for saying that certain racial groups have higher prison populations because those groups have a crime problem. Sanders stands by those comments, but says he's been vigilant in ensuring racial fairness in the courts.
I stood up for the rights of this young black man who was sentenced to life without possibility of parole for stealing $300 armed with a finger in his pocket. I thought that was an unconstitutionally cruel punishment. No one on the state Supreme Court during my years had a better record than I did.
Sanders was also instrumental in passing rules requiring smaller caseloads for public defenders. He says high caseloads in some cities resulted in defenders being ill-prepared and overwhelmed.
They have to have the time and the resources to do a good job. And local government was balancing their budgets on the backs of indigent criminal defendants because they just didn't want to adequately fund it. So I thought the way to correct this in a judicial way was to pass a rule.
Hugh Spitzer at the University of Washington says despite his praise for Sanders' intellect, he has endorsed McLeod in this race and contributed to her campaign. He says McLeod is experienced and would do a fine job. Prosecutors, though, are not so enthusiastic. The Washington Association of Prosecuting Attorneys rated both McLeod and Sanders not qualified for the high court. Spitzer isn't surprised at the prosecutor's opposition.
I think she has an orientation toward defendants in the criminal justice system that's a very strong orientation.
Perhaps to address this concern, McLeod's website prominently displays her endorsement by the Washington State Patrol Troopers Association and individual prosecutors. Meanwhile, Spitzer says Sanders' temperament has become a liability.
Sanders does have an axe to grind, and he feels very strongly about it, and he mouths off what his personal views are, and that is generally not appropriate for judges.
Sanders is a strong advocate for gun and property rights and freedom of religion. He's also a libertarian who introduced presidential candidate Ron Paul at a campaign event earlier this year. McLeod has kept a lower political profile. She has donated money to candidates besides Sanders, most of them Democrats. Spitzer notes that Washington voters have a tendency to support women judges, which could be in McLeod's favor. McLeod says she can't afford polling and has no idea if being female helps. Both Sanders and McLeod say it's difficult running in a statewide race with little money or fanfare. Sanders recently contributed $95,000 of his own money to buy radio ads leading up to Election Day. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.